What do you do when you continually feel guilty about the same old thing? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Have you ever committed a sin and asked God to forgive you of that sin and still felt so guilty? I think a lot of times for us, we feel like, well, you know, when we commit a terrible, horrible sin, it takes days, maybe weeks, to feel forgiven, even though you've asked God, and you'll ask God over and over and over, oh Lord, please forgive me, oh Lord, please forgive me. And you ask Him over and over and over to forgive you for a sin that you committed. It's as if God says, no, I'm not forgiving you. Ask me another 100 times, and maybe in 2 weeks, maybe then. That's the way we kind of are with the Lord. So I want to talk today about guilt, and I want us to answer this question: what do you do when you feel guilty?
Scar with real truth, real love, real hope from His heart.
When you feel guilty about something you just can't shake, do you feel like God is punishing you by putting your forgiveness off? Maybe deep down you don't really think God would respond that way, but you can't help feel that way. If you find yourself right now being crippled by guilt over something in your past, and it seems like God is so distant, the biblical truth in today's program will be just what you need to hear. You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and the lesson is entitled, Not Guilty, from the series, A New Lease on Life. Now, quickly, let me remind you that if you'll only be able to hear part of this message today and won't be able to be with us tomorrow for part two, then you can always listen online after it's aired at fromhisheart.org. This is a very important message to hear. Turn now to Romans chapter 8, as Pastor Jeff Shreve begins to help us understand that with Christ in us, we are not guilty.
Little boy flew on an airplane one day. It was his first time to ever fly on an airplane, and he had to fly alone. And his mother got him all fixed up, you know, took him to the terminal and told the stewardess, and he got a special spot, and they gave him a window seat. And so he was sitting on the window seat, just a little guy, first time on an airplane. And right next to him came a man. He was big, he was burly, he had earrings all over and a nose ring, and he was tattooed, and he just looked like he could be on the WWF and just a biker, scary-looking guy. And he sat down right next to the kid, and he kind of looked at him. The kid was scared to death. Well, that big, burly guy fell asleep. Soon after the plane took off, he fell fast asleep, and the little boy was there at the window seat, and the plane started to go through some turbulence, and the little kid started to feel sick. And he needed to go to the bathroom, but next to him was the big burly guy, and he was asleep. And he thought, how can I do this? This guy, I don't want to wake him up. And so he was looking to see how he was going to get around the big guy. And just that at that time, the plane took a dip, and his stomach turned over, and he threw up all over the big guy, all over him. The guy stayed asleep for a few minutes, and then the smell woke him. And he looked, and he saw vomit all over him. And he looked over at the kid, and the kid said, so, mister, you feeling better now? I want to talk to you today about a subject that will make you feel so much in our world, in our cities, in this city, in our churches, and in this church, are suffering from a malady, something that eats them up inside, and that malady is guilt. Suffering from a guilty conscience. So many people, Christian people, wear guilt like a heavy coat everywhere they go. They just feel so guilty. And guilt is that terrible, horrible inside feeling when you do something that you know is wrong, or fail to do something that you feel like you should have done, and you feel so terrible and horrible about it. Maybe you're here today and you're really struggling with guilt because of a sexual sin that you committed last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago. Maybe you lied and it really caused a lot of problems, and you feel so guilty because you told a lie. Maybe you were so terribly, horribly selfish in your marriage, and it caused the destruction of that marriage. You feel so guilty about that. You just carry that with you everywhere you go. There's a little poem I like that says this: "No tortures the poet's feign can match that fierce, unutterable pain he feels who day and night, devoid of rest, carries his own accuser within his breast." That is guilt. Hey, do you struggle with guilt? Have you ever committed a sin that you felt was just a terrible, horrible sin? You committed this sin and asked God to forgive you of that sin and still felt so guilty? Has that ever happened to anybody? Anybody ever committed the sin of lying in church on a Sunday morning? And I have done that a lot. Committed a sin that I felt so guilty about. I brought it to the Lord. I said, "Lord, would you forgive me for this?" And I walked away still feeling so guilty. I think a lot of times for us, we feel like, well, you know, when we commit a terrible, horrible sin, it takes days, maybe weeks, to feel forgiven, even though you've asked God, and you'll ask God over and over and over, "Oh, Lord, please forgive me. Oh, Lord, please forgive me. I'm such a bum. I'm such a dirtbag. Oh, Lord, please forgive me." And you ask him over and over and over to forgive you for a sin that you committed. It's as if God says, "No, I'm not forgiving you. No, I'm not forgiving you. No, I'm not forgiving you. Ask me another 100 times, and maybe in 2 weeks, maybe then." That's the way we kind of are with the Lord. So I want to talk today about guilt. And I want us to answer this question: what do you do when you feel guilty? Romans chapter 8, I'll begin reading in verse 1. The scripture says this: "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death." What do you do when you feel guilty? Three things to do. They start with the letter R. The first thing: remember that the judge has ruled. The judge of all the universe is God. He sits on the judge's bench for every single person. He's the judge of everything, the judge of the universe. And he has ruled. The moment that you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you know what the judge rules? He slams his gavel and rules and says, "Not guilty." That's what he says. That's what God says to you and to me when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, when we give the Lord our hearts, when we become true and genuine children of God. He says, "Not guilty, not guilty." Now, that's a great and awesome thing. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 8, 1 that we just read said, "There's therefore now no condemnation." There's not any condemnation. There's not a speck of condemnation on your ledger if you're a believer, on my ledger because I'm a believer. And when God looks at me, he doesn't look at all sorts of sins. He said, "I've already ruled on Jeff Shreve. He is not guilty." There's no condemnation for him because he's in Christ Jesus. Now, the word condemnation literally means no judgment against. There is no judgment against. There's no penalty. That word condemnation comes from a Greek root that means penalty. And there's no more penalty. There's no more judgment against me. I have been found by the judge of all the universe not guilty. That's amazing. That's awesome. Especially when you think of it from the standpoint of, we were guilty and condemned. You go back to before you met Jesus Christ. You go back to when you didn't know Jesus. You were guilty and condemned. The Bible tells us about that. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. There is none righteous, not even one. Romans 3, 23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4, the soul that sins shall surely die. And you and I were guilty before God. We were condemned before God. We were sinners. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 3 that we were children of wrath, even as the rest. And the wrath of God abided on us. And we didn't have peace with God. We had enmity with God. We were separated from God because of our sin. We were in a terrible place. We were guilty and condemned, but we were shown unfathomable grace. God showed us unfathomable grace, unheard of grace. Paul talks about that in his letter to Timothy in 1 Timothy. He tells Timothy about the grace of God that came to him. He said, even though I was a blasphemer and a persecutor of the church and a violent aggressor. See, sometimes we get the idea that Paul was just the great Apostle Paul, and he was a great Apostle Paul. But before he became the great Apostle Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus, kind of the Osama bin Laden of his day. And his goal was to stamp out and destroy Christianity. And that's why he says, I was a blasphemer. I blasphemed the Lord Jesus. I was a persecutor of the church. I was a violent aggressor. Man, when they stoned Stephen, Paul said, I stood and gave a standing ovation. I was so glad about that because I wanted to eradicate Christianity from the earth. But he says in verse 14 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, and the grace of our Lord was more than abundant, even for someone like me. With the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus, it is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom, Paul says, I am chief. The chief of sinners found grace, unfathomable grace in the Lord. You know what grace is? Someone has written an acrostic about grace, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. That is grace. Jesus took all of my guilt and all of my condemnation and all of my shame and all of my penalty as a sinner. He took it into himself and he paid for it on the cross. And he did the same for you. Now, suppose this book that I hold in my hand, suppose this is a book that recorded all of my sins. You know, the Bible says that God does that. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. God records all of our sins. You're never gonna sneak one past God. You're not gonna pull the wool over God's eyes. He sees everything and he records it all. If you doubt that, you look up Revelation chapter 20, where it talks about the great white throne judgment. Bible says that books will be opened. The book of people's deeds. God writes it all down. God judges people who don't trust him as Savior and Lord based on their sins, based on the book of deeds. And God has a book like that. Suppose this is my book, this big, thick book. It's got my name on it, Jeffrey B. Shreve. And suppose that this book is every page just written all the sins that I've ever committed. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, that's a big, thick book. You got that many sins? I don't believe it. Not a guy like you, a guy so holy like you. This can't represent your life. Well, listen, I don't want to ruin the illustration. So let's pretend this represents Larry's life. This is all the sins that Larry committed. Volume one. And here, all the sins in Larry's life. And here's the picture. Here's God, and here we are. And God wants to have a relationship with us. And God had a relationship with us in Adam. But then Adam sinned and Eve sinned, and that relationship was broken because sin came in the world. And what sin does is sin blocks our relationship with Almighty God. And it drives a wedge and it keeps us from God. Now here comes the Lord Jesus Christ. He had no sin. There was no deceit found in his mouth. He never sinned. He had a perfect relationship with his Father. And the scripture says of Jesus, he came for one purpose, to seek and to save that which was lost. He came so that he could take all your sin and all your guilt and all your condemnation and all your shame. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's what sin is. You just go your own way. You do your own thing. Sin doesn't have to be shaking your fist in the face of God saying, I hate you, God. I don't believe in you, God. Sin is just kind of blowing God off. It's just ignoring God. It's saying, yeah, hi, God. I'm doing my own thing. I'm going my own way, just like a sheep would wander off from the shepherd. All we like sheep have gone astray. Each one has turned to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus took all your sin and all my sin, past, present, and future. He paid for it all one time on the cross. And we sing that song, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. See, so now there's no more penalty because of what the Lord did on the cross. And you know what's so crazy? People think they watch what Jesus did depicted in the movie, The Passion of the Christ, and they see all the bloodshed and they see all the torture and all the excruciating pain that he went through. And they think that somehow that that's not sufficient. That, well, they have to live right. They have to do right. They have to add their works to what Jesus did on the cross. You're not saved by your sweat. You're saved by his blood. It's all of grace. It's none of works. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, lest any man should boast. We were guilty and condemned, but he took all our sin and all our shame, and we're shown unfathomable grace, and we're now set free in Jesus Christ. Look at it again. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Very important. If you're not in Christ Jesus, there is condemnation for you. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. The Lord has ruled. Not guilty. Not guilty. Why? Because you put your faith and trust in Jesus, and Jesus paid for all your sin, and therefore you stand righteous before God. You are declared righteous. It's a legal term, not guilty. And you say, well, maybe I'm not guilty today, but maybe I'll be guilty tomorrow because, you know, Jesus forgave me my sins that I've committed up to this point. You know, some people think like that. Well, if I was a murderer, I was a drug dealer, if I was some terrible, horrible sinner, and then I come to know Christ, he forgives me. But then if I sin again, well, somehow I go from being not guilty to being guilty again. No. I mean, you think about it for a minute. When Jesus died on the cross, how many of you were alive? None. How many of your sins did he pay for on the cross? Just the ones you've committed up to this point? No. Just my past sins? Just my present sins? Every sin that you have ever committed when Jesus died on the cross was a future sin because you hadn't even been born yet. So he died for all your sins, all your past sins, your present sins, your future sins. And when God says not guilty, that is the sum total of your life. Forever, you are declared before God in the court of heaven as not guilty. That's your legal standing before God. You are set free from the law of sin and of death. How many people believe that? I believe that too. All right, now here's the question. How come we still feel guilty when we sin?
Pastor Jeff has just shared with you the first R in what to do when you feel guilty. The first one is to remember that the judge, God himself, has ruled. When Pastor Jeff returns in just a moment, he's going to tell you about the second R and why we still often give in to feelings of guilt and how to stop it. Of course, one way to drop the guilt is to realize what God did for you and me on the cross. That enormous act of love that is seemingly inconceivable. But it happened, and we can love like that too. Is it impossible to love like God loves? God commands us to love our enemies. But how are we supposed to do that when we don't even love ourselves? In this new 5-message series from Pastor Jeff entitled, The Greatest of These is Love, you'll discover how the Lord can love through you as you fully surrender to Him. And this series is our special thank you gift for your support to From His Heart this month of any amount. The series is available on a USB flash drive, on CDs, DVDs, or as an immediate MP3 download, your choice, when you make a gift to From His Heart this month of any amount. Call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org and request the series, The Greatest of These is Love, when you make your gift. God bless you for standing with us to tell others about Christ on this station and on hundreds more around the nation each and every day. Thank you very, very much. Well, let's get back to part one of this revealing message about guilt from Pastor Jeff, entitled, Not Guilty.
How come we still feel guilty when we sin? It's the second R. See, the first R, when you feel guilty, remember what the judge has ruled. Second R, recognize that the enemy is at work. The enemy is at work. You have an adversary, and his name is the devil. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. The thief, Jesus said, speaking of the devil, comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. So you have an adversary out there. Does your adversary want you to know the truth? Does he want you to enjoy the truth of not guilty? Does he want that? Of course not. Now, can he do anything to change what has taken place in the court of heaven? No. He can't do anything to change that. He can't do anything to reverse the fact that the moment you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the moment Christ comes into your life, he's in you and you are placed in him. See, that both those things come about when you really receive Christ, when you're born again. He comes into you and you are placed into him. Satan can't do anything to change that. And the truth of the matter is every child of God, true child of God, is not guilty. But what the devil will do, see, he's a liar and the father of lies. What the devil will do is try and make you believe that you're still guilty, that you're still condemned. And the devil will speak to you. And he will speak to me. And see, you have the Holy Spirit of God who lives inside every believer who is speaking to us. And then you have the devil who speaks to us. You say, well, Jeff, I mean, it's easy to tell the difference between the voice of the devil and the voice of the Holy Spirit. I mean, who can't tell the difference there? I mean, I saw the movie The Shining. I know when they start speaking like, red rum, that's the devil's voice. The devil doesn't speak like that when he speaks to you and me. I mean, the devil is crafty. Now, the serpent, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Who's the serpent? He's the devil. He's not a clod. He is deceitful and cunning and crafty. You know when the devil speaks to me? He comes and speaks to me in a voice that sounds just like mine. That's the way the devil speaks. He disguises himself as an angel of light. The devil will speak to you and it'll sound like your own voice. So you have to know the difference between what the devil says and what the Holy Spirit says.
Accusing and convicting sound very similar, but as we've just heard, the motives behind each are vastly different. On the next From His Heart broadcast, Pastor Jeff will define the main differences between how Satan accuses us and how the Holy Spirit convicts us. Today's message was part one of the lesson entitled Not Guilty from the series A New Lease on Life. 8 messages available in multiple formats. You can get your copy when you go online to fromhisheart.org. And be sure to join us right here on Thursday when Pastor Jeff may describe you as a person who is guilty because you believe that working harder and praying more and being a good person and going to church will gain you a ticket to heaven. Learn the truth about forgiveness and trusting God on Thursday with part two of Not Guilty, here on From His Heart.
Real truth, real love, real hope from His heart.
From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.